Welcome to Letters to Rising Leaders. It's a podcast series about God, soul, love, and leadership. And I'm your host, Tom Moore. For those of you joining along in my book, Letters to Rising Leaders, this is week 21, and the topic is depression. At some point in all of our lives, we are going to encounter depression. Perhaps you already have. But the reason all of us eventually will is that we will all encounter loss. It's the nature of the human condition. And when we lose someone we love, we grieve. Depression is one of the stages of grieving. And so it is something that each of us is sure to deal with at some point in our lives. For some, depression can arise without an obvious prompt. For others, it can be a condition that cripples throughout an entire life. That was definitely true for perhaps our greatest American president, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln struggled with depression throughout his entire life. He once described it this way. He said, "That intensity of thought which will sometimes wear the sweetest idea threadbare and turn it into the bitterness of death." Many people who knew him spoke about his melancholy. Before and after some of his greatest speeches, he was observed looking forlorn and drawn and obviously melancholy, as the word was used back in the day. And yet, he was perhaps our greatest president. His leadership of the nation before, during, and in the closing days of the Civil War was incredible. He, time and time again, made the most difficult decisions to send precious lives into battle, to fight for the survival of the Union, to fight for the repudiation of slavery. And in all of that, he was able to rise above the depression that was so constantly with him. He was able to do that because he had a very deep and abiding relationship with God. He prayed every day. He read from the Bible. He sought to keep deeply connected to his faith so that he could be guided by his God towards the right way forward at every step. And that guided him into his leadership so that he could become and be every day a leader of goodness in the world. And I think we can learn a lot from his experience. The theologist Dr. Otis Moss said it this way: "When you take on the confusion and the violence, and you refine them, purify them into something new, you are doing what in the vocabulary of faith we call consecrating your chaos. To consecrate is to make holy, to put it into the service of good. In consecrating chaos, you engage it, tame it, name it, take what seemed out of control, and charge it with a duty." I think that that's what Abraham Lincoln did. He charged his depression with a duty to guide him, to see the deeper truth that most people were afraid to face, to confront it, and to learn how to respond to it by tuning in deeply to the call of God. I think that's what we're called to do as well. The song for the week is called Struggle. I wrote this song as a prayer during a sleepless night. And as you'll see, it starts from a place of doubt and disillusionment and comes to a better place by the end. Robert Berry joins me on instrumentals. I hope you enjoy it.
One more time now, and you won't answer. One more prayer you won't listen to. One more try, Lord, I am calling. One more night that I can't get through. And I really don't know why I'm even trying to find your face and your embrace. I'm tired, I'm lonely, I'm angry. Can't you hear my prayer? Try whispers, try wonders, try lightning. Are you even there? Long ago, I thought I knew you. But where are you when all hope is gone? Find me here in a place called nowhere. It's a dark, dark place when there's no hope of dawn. And I really don't know why I'm even trying to find your face and your embrace. I'm tired, I'm lonely, I'm angry. Can't you hear my prayer? Try whispers, try wonders, try lightning. Are you even there? I'm reading and I'm praying and I'm reading and I'm seeing that you say you'll never leave me alone. Lord, I'm hurting, I'm still hurting, but you're working. Yes, I'm on my own, but maybe not alone. One more time now, and you have answered one more prayer that you've listened to. Once again, Lord, you've come calling. One more night that you've helped me through. And I really don't know how it ever happened that I found your grace and your embrace. I'm tired, you're holy, you love me, you have heard my cry. You've whispered your wonder, I've been down. You are God on high. You are God. You are God. You are God. On high.
You are God, on high. Thanks be to God.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you'll join us next week for the next episode in this Letters to Rising Leaders podcast series. As I say each week, leader of goodness, go in faith to love and heal the world.